Om Shanti. Just an introduction about Brother Mruthyunjaya. He's been in Gyan for 35 years, and in the last 30 years he has given his total life to Baba and lives in Madhuban. He's in charge of the main conferences and the mega events that happen around India, and he's also the vice chairperson for the education wing, Raj Yoga Education and Research Foundation, Gyan Sarovar, and he is the executive secretary for the Brahma Kumaris World Headquarters. He is a man of contemplation and action, who in spiritual parlance may be described as a karma yogi. And so I'm sure we will be now listening to deep insights that Brother Mruthyunjaya will share with all of us today. Thank you.
Om Shanti. Good morning and godly morning. It gives me an immense pleasure to meet my holy sisters and brothers through my thought ways, through my eyes, through my words, and through your pure vibrations. I have been asked to give or share my experiences connecting with the topic, how to be a great donor. First of all, you must all consider that you are the owners of divine wealth. Do you consider? You are owners, you are the mine owners. You got a vast mine area, wealth, divine wealth. What are the divine wealth? Wealth of knowledge. Yes. We got wealth of knowledge. Now, Bab Dada has bestowed this wealth to us, and now we have become owners, because that properties belong to us now. Is it not? It is belong to us. We have that. We are the owner. That is one. Number two, we are the owners of divine virtues. We have got lot of virtues. Is it not? Is it true? We can share divine virtues. The third one, we have powers, inner powers. Inner power we have. And we have another energy or wealth, time. Time is wealth. We say time is wealth. You got time because we save time from wasting and we have made into a best one. So the best we have time, so that we can also contribute, share or inspire or motivate. So we have got all these four important wealth. In this world, when a poor people, the poor souls, or when the needy souls, if they need wealth, physical wealth, material wealth, monetary wealth, when you offer them, when you support them, when you sustain them, they will be very, very happy. Is it not? They will be very happy when the needy people, when they need wealth, when you support them, sustain them, both for their personal sake as well as for their strategies or a planning or for service purpose or for some great cause, when supported for a health care or for educational purpose or family purpose or industrial purpose or so many other cause. Is it not? There will be many causes. When you support them, they will be very happy. They shower you blessings. They will give lot of respect, the regard, love, they adore you. Is it not? But all that wealth may be useful for a short period, maybe for one birth, may not be for one birth also. Maybe for a limited people also. But this wealth, the divine wealth bestowed by Baba, this wealth is not only for one birth, it is for generations. And in this world, physically, mentally, economically, socially, there is bankrupt in the human mind. Physically also weak, mentally they are weak, morally they are weak, socially also they are not lovable, that is why weak, and economically also there is a poverty. Lot of poverty is prevailing. Why? The basic thing is, they are mentally poor. Mentally, they are very poor, weak. Weak. Human souls in this world, they are moving from right to unrighteousness. They are supposed to move from unrighteous to righteousness. They are moving from light to darkness. That's why they are becoming poor, 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 or weak, weak mind. So the godly wealth, the knowledge, the truth, empowers us and it takes us from darkness to light. When we move from darkness to light, we empower ourselves. So this you can give it to the humanity. For that, you have to be a big heart. You must have a big heart. Those who have a big heart, generous heart, generous, generosity, you got, yes, you got pure conscious and good wishes. Pure conscious and good wishes supported with generous heart. You have to be a generous. Then you can be a great philanthropist. Great philanthropist. You can donate this wealth. Once if they got the spiritual wealth, wisdom, their third eye will be open. Their conscience will be open. Their intellect will be open. Their intellect, luck will be open. And they will move forward towards light, towards better feeling. So that's why Baba says, this knowledge is most precious wealth. Is it not? We are all aware the value of this wisdom, value of this wealth, value of this property, value of this truth. So Bab Dada says, if you donate this one, if you share with them, how to share? There are hundreds of methods Bab Dada has given. Right from the Amrut Vela, from the morning, through your vibrations you can donate. You can radiate, you can empower, you can transform the atmosphere, you can change the atmosphere, you can recharge the atmosphere. That is the beginning. So, through words of wisdom, you can empower. Looking into the needs of the people, and wherever you go, even while traveling in a train, in a bus, or in a plane, or in your friend circle, in family circle, wherever, in the working area, there at least you must spend some time and share your knowledge and inspire others. The more you inspire with the power of love, with the power of love, then definitely they understand and they take this wisdom into their heart. So that's why Baba said, you must give this knowledge to the entire humanity, or entire human race. So this is our task, this is our duty, this is our moral responsibility to give this godly message. Baba cannot go from door to door, from village to village, from city to city, from country to country, from one corner to another corner. But being his hands, We are his hands, his mouth, his instruments. We are his instruments. We carry forward this message. So through disseminating this message, we ourselves will be empowered. The more you share, the more you are empowered. The more you will become rich. The more you will become contented. The more you will become happy. So because it automatically as a reward, just like a donors, they get lot of rewards. Rewards of happiness, rewards of appreciation, rewards of many medals. Any donor, if they give it to particular cause, anywhere, any corner of the world, they are always highly respected in their eyes. So is so and so, is a great man, is a big hearted, is a great philanthropist, like that. So in their eyes, you will become very noble. So automatically, our personality, it enhances, it adds into our personality. It adds to our personality, you are sharing the truth, but your personality improves, your qualities improves, your thoughts improves, and then your good wishes increases, and you also get the good wishes from others. Good wishes are our true wealth. Good wishes is our companion. Good wishes are our future wealth. Even present also, for the future also, good wishes are always the motivating force, inspiring force, helping force, supporting force, a constant support. So he will be encircled with full of good wishes. The more you share this knowledge, good wishes. The other thing, not only the knowledge, okay, knowledge you are sharing, but Baba says, along with the knowledge, you want pure vibrations. Sometimes we forget the knowledge. Knowledge, the point, the wisdom, we may forget, they may forget. But pure feelings, they cannot forget. The more you give the pure feelings, that feelings goes into the human heart. It touches into their heart and it makes them to feel. It makes them, then it develops relationship. Knowledge gives to some extent wider aspect. When the pure feelings, it improves the relationship. Is it not? Relationship. The more you have a relationship, then it is easy to communicate, easy to understand, easy to share, easy to move forward. So we have to convert that wisdom into a relationship. In order to convert that relationship, you must have a pure, positive, constant, continuous vibration we have to give. So that vibration makes them stability, it improves, it ultimately creates stability in the mind. A fund of wealth, then ultimately it becomes a good wishes. Pure feelings. So that is why Baba said, clean and clear heart. Clean and clear consciousness. Consciousness. So that is our great wealth. It is the VK's wealth, Baba's wealth. It is our true wealth. It is our eternal wealth. It is an imperishable wealth. It is an imperishable wealth. Imperishable wealth. So Bab Dada says that daily you must see how much wealth that we have donated, we have given, we have offered, we have helped. As many times Dadis, all of our Dadis, including Jankidis, they do not take food or anything right from the very beginning without serving the human souls, without helping somebody else, without caring somebody else, without sharing to somebody else. So that it has become their part. Just like you see sometimes, I notice in many part of the world, especially in India, when you go to some of the cities, some souls, they go to some places, they offer daily some donation. A part of their wealth, part of their income, even not only to the human souls, to sometimes to animals, birds. By doing that charity, they enjoy. The birds also they enjoy, animals also they enjoy, and they are becoming so lovable to the even birds, even to the animals, even to the nature also. So they become a donor. That means they give something in as a result, they themselves enjoy. Is it not? So now Baba says, you have to give donation or means contribution even to the nature also. Five elements, Baba said, five elements. Panch tattva, panch bhuton ko bhi pavitra banana hai. We have to purify even the five elements also. Without giving this pure vibration, how can we purify them? How can we clean them? How can we change them? So you have to do so. That is why Baba said, you have to be a great donor. You must have a big heart for that one. Daily we must do this charity. This charity we must start. And anyway, we are all doing it. But now we have to increase that one. Right from the day one, the moment we get this godly knowledge, the moment we realize, then immediately we think of sharing this knowledge with others. No doubt. We see the persons, we see the condition, we see the reception, and all this accordingly we move forward. So also, even in today's world, this is very much needed. So that's why Baba said, you have to share this one. If not, even if the people do not listen, but your vibrations, they definitely read. Your language, they may not appreciate, but your good feeling, they cannot reject. Philosophically, they may contradict, because their belief, their way of living, their mission, and all these things may be different. Their ideology may be different, and their culture may be different. But the pure vibrations, irrespective of a religion, language, nationality, community, age, and other worldly things, the pure feelings, everyone accepts it. So, this kind of a nature, if we develop, and that nature when we offer to the society, then automatically they reciprocate it, they accept it, they reciprocate. So that's why Baba says, pure consciousness, pure feeling are generated by pure consciousness. The more conscious become pure, then such kind of a feeling that we can generate. So, that is also a great wealth. What we need in today's world is such pure feelings. When we have a pure feeling, then they will become trustworthy. In today's world, the human relationship, there is a breakage, leakage, because there is no trust. Because where there is no trust, there is no pure love. There is no pure love. There is only a commercialized love. So that is why Baba says, you have to be a donor means you do not expect the return. Return is always understood. It is always there. But the return not in the same manner, same way, or the same coin. But it is always, those who accept the donation, they always have the high respect and regard. That is the return. So Baba Dada says, now you have to be Devata, the bestower. Devata means the bestower. A donor can only be a bestower. Those who have got a generous heart, they can only be a bestower. Those who cannot have this, they cannot be a bestower. Now, our ultimate object, aim in this life is to become a bestower like Bab Dada. In order to bestow, we have to have that feeling in the consciousness. The second thing that we have that feeling can be converted into your virtues. It is virtue. Whatever they need, sometimes they need courage, sometimes they confidence, sometimes respect, sometimes love, sometimes accommodation. There are so many virtues we have, is it not? Even in practical life, we categorically we say 36 virtues. 16 degree celestial deities. 16 degree celestial deities, he say. All these things Bab Dada has already bestowed to us. Only thing, we have to apply them in our day-to-day life, and as well as we use according to the need, according to the situation, according to the environment, according to the personalities. So Bab Dada had given these virtues. We had to check ourselves, as well as we had to be a philanthropist of this one. See, very simple method, if somebody have a negative feeling, but we have a very positive, constant good wishes, constant vibrations, constant smile, constant happiness, that makes others to change their thinking, their behavior, their attitude, their nature, for which there is no expenditure. It is only method. It is only wisdom. It is only a sense of wisdom. Is it not? So once we make it as a nature, then automatically this feeling transmitted. Bab Dada says, through your attitude, you can change the world. Through our attitude, we can change. Our attitude measures our altitude, our height, our personality, our greatness, our wisdom, our concern, our vision, everything. Our attitude ultimately measures our altitude or the height. In the sense, our personality, our vision, our qualities, everything. So Bab Dada says, the more you be a generous and philanthropist, a great donor, then automatically Baba says, this culture, we have to cultivate, practice it, and then we have to repeatedly, we have to do, then that becomes as a culture. Once it becomes cultivated culture, then it becomes a natural habit. Once it becomes a natural habit, then you are always adored with that feeling as a deity. Everybody respect, oh, he's a farista, he's a deity. He's not merely an ordinary human being. He's truly a worthy human soul, pure soul. With that eye, they try to see you. They try to imitate you. They try to experience it. They try to follow. They try to understand. Their attitude automatically changes. Their way of living also changes. So this charity we can do very easily. Is it not? Is it not? Okay. The other thing Bab Dada says, time. See, the more we got this knowledge, our time is saved. Time saved because wastage is eliminated. Negative is eliminated. Impurities are eliminated. Or we have put a barrier to them, wall to them. We have controlled or we have completely eliminated. It is according to our individual's purushartha. In that process, we gain time. And we understood the importance of the time. It is a personal time as well as the Sangam Yuga. In this Sangam Yuga, we are gaining time, and Bab Dada has already given a green signal. So the more you make them to understand the significance of this present day period, they automatically avoid so many visions, vicious visions, waste visions, impure visions, or unwanted visions, or which are worthless visions. Ultimately, their time and energy will be saved. So the world is totally, there is a confusion, and that confusion is now leading towards chaos. It is leading towards chaos. There is a confusion in the society. Human souls, they have got a confusion. They don't know what to do, where to go, how to move. There is no clarity for them. They don't have a clarity of their own life. They don't have a clarity of the humanity. They don't have a better future. Okay, they can visualize only the worldly physical needs or worldly needs or some monetary wealth or some emotional fulfillment, temporary emotional fulfillment. That's all, their vision. They don't have much better ideas about the life. They don't have the better idea. So, through this knowledge, we can create a better idea about our own life, about the idea of our family life, about the idea of the society as a whole, the world as a whole, and then we can make them to involve in that process of changing. We can name them an instrument for a change. Instruments for a change. So, in that process, they gain time. We say time is wealth. So, in this time when they gain and they put their energy in worthwhile method or in the worthwhile way, for worthwhile cause, and they also feel empowered. Empowered. There is a lot of saving. We save others' time by avoiding our own waste and negative thoughts and giving a positive direction to others. In many times Baba said, if you avoid waste, then you will get award. Awards and rewards. We get rewards or awards. The immediate award is happiness. Immediate award is good wishes. Immediate award is good feelings. And other worldly awards, it may be later on. That time only can tell that. But ultimate award we get, as Baba said, an angelic life. The ultimate, we're going to become a deity, that is our award. So Baba said many times, if you avoid the waste, then you will get award. Baba said, I will give prize, awards. It is in our hand. That is why Baba said, even for others also, and if you save others' time, then they will also be very, very, very happy. Do you know, when I got this knowledge in 1968, when the first I understood this knowledge, the worth of this knowledge, the worth of Baba, I started feeling why I came so late. So, why I am so late? Sometimes the tears were used to roll from my eyes. I myself was confessing myself. I myself was feeling so, why I am so late? Now, okay, Baba has fulfilled by all my pure wishes, good wishes. But my time was saved from the worldly life, from mundane life, then waste life, worthless life, or in this Kali Yugi life. It was saved. My time was saved. So Baba gave a good direction. This wisdom, So now I considered the Sangam Yuga is a great, this time is a great wealth for me. Each day we rise to a great height, we move to a forward, we get lot of Baba's wealth, and we got this divine family, and we are creating a new culture, we are creating a new history, we are creating a new world, we are creating a new better life. So now in 68 there was hardly one center in the entire South India. Hardly one center. Then one Gita Parsala, like a small branch, was opened. I was feeling, why such a great message is missing? You know, we have not transmitted, we have not given, I myself received. How I can become a good instrument? How I can become a good tool? How can I be a good child of Baba in transmitting this message? Today we are proud. I am happy. Not only the whole world, but particularly in South, at least about 2,000 centers are working. When I look back the history of within few years, then there is a big change. And then thousands and thousands of human souls have realized, and in that process they are empowered and they feel honored, and they become an instrument of Baba. They have become an instrument of Baba, and now they are taking care of so many godly plans, and they are revealing Baba's vision and mission to the entire society. So their time is saved. Not only saved, we gain time. Baba said, through this knowledge, we gain health, wealth and happiness. Health and happiness. Health also. Health, because when the mind becomes clean and pure, conscious, then our health improves. Then we save that timing. In today's world, many people waste their life in medical care itself. Medical care, in medical treatment, medical support, because their impure consciousness making their life worthless. They are wasting. Because impure consciousness is impure, the consequence is they are wasting their both time and energy. Babas, the moment we understand this one, our time and energy are savings. So that's, you can be a good instrument for others to save their time and also to gain a good, most valuable time. So you can be a great donor of time. Because they turned, you turn, so it turned our life, turning point. So Bab Dada said, even in today's Murli also, even whatever we save for the sake of our next generation or our immediate generations, even they cannot enjoy our wealth. Even they cannot enjoy, forget about the present generation, even they cannot also enjoy, because the world has to be changed. So that's why Baba says, in order to save that timing, you have to reveal the truth. Truth cannot be hid. We have to reveal the truth. Truth itself is a great asset, wealth. We all say, we all believe, truth is power. Truth is wealth. Truth is wealth, and it is also power. It act as a wealth sometimes, it act as a power sometimes. when some people, when they in some litigations or in confrontations or some other reasons, when they gain, when they win, then say, the truth prevailed. Truth made with great success. Ultimately, truth prevailed. So Bab Dada says, you are the bestower of truth. The divine wealth means you are bestower of truth. Because you reveal, just as we say, Baba is Satyam, Shivam, Sundaram. So also, the each Baba's children are first, they are embodiment of truth. They will become an embodiment of truth. The more they become an embodiment of truth, their consciousness move in a right direction, and each thought will act as a catalyst for a big change. I will tell you. Because it dispels darkness. Bab Dada has given this wealth to us. Most precious wealth. Imperishable wealth. So, this, in all the, then automatically we become economically also powerful. The more you give this godly knowledge, I know, Baba said, one day you will become the richest. In the early days, when the beginning of the yajna, and during the foundation day of this yajna, so many newspapers revealed Brahma Kumaris are richest. At that time we were not richest. But slowly and slowly, still now, there is a big question in the society. Where do they get wealth? How do they raise fund? How do they make so much of program? How do they move? How? We have got Baba said, our wisdom itself is our wealth. And material wealth automatically follow like a shadow. It follow like a shadow. The pure conscious brings health, wealth and happiness. Even after leaving this physical body, corporeal body, mundane body, the consciousness, wherever it is, however it is, its recognition improves, and then wealth also improves, status also improves. Very recently, I was invited by the Mahabodhi Society of India for their international celebration of Buddha's 2550th year, Jalmadinas, or birthday celebration, international festival. I had been to Bodh Gaya. You know, Buddha, before that he was called Siddhartha. He was a prince. He was a king. He was a family member. He was a family member. At that time, there were hundreds of kings who were ruling in India. That was one state of Bihar, was one state. There were several states. There are several kings in India. If you look at the history of that period, today no one knows the name of even the kings also. No one knows who were the kings at that time in different parts of the country. But Buddha renounced his kingdom. He went for a meditation, tapasya. He was sitting below the tree. Even the tree is glorified. Even that place is so much glorified. And there is a called stupam, or called a temple, or called 180 feet height. That's why I said, the attitude makes our altitude. Not only that one temple was built, there are hundreds of temples in that place now. Not only the Bharatvasis, but the entire world have contributed for developing that area as the most significant place. Even after 2500, still development is going on. Still people there is recognition, appreciation, understanding, and that vibration is. That's why I said meditation or tapasya, when we do in a particular period, that won't be limited to that period only. It goes on increasing, gaining. And others will also follow. There are hundreds and thousands of people who are there and sitting in meditation, prayer, whatever may be their understanding, according to their... So ultimately their aim is to realize. So that the environment was so calm, quiet, peaceful. Thousands of people are coming, going, still it is peaceful. Their feelings are so beautiful, good. One person of his tapasya, of his meditation, even though he didn't realize God during his lifetime, but still being a pure soul, being a holy soul, he created a wealth of wisdom. So wherever we meditated, whoever we meditated, however they are meditated, but where there is a pure conscious, that place become automatically holy place. The place become unknown to a known place. The place become a worship for the place. The place will become a tourist attraction. Not only that place, the individuals as well as the place. I will tell you. So Bab Dada says, he donated to the society one good wisdom, that is non-violence. Is it not? True love. So that wisdom attracted many souls, and today they carry forward their mission into the entire globe. So that is why Baba says, not only few values, you have got a wealth of values. You have got all the values. The foundation is the truth. So you have got the truth to generate all other values. The life wheel moves on two wheels. One is truth and purity. It goes very fast. It goes comfortable. And it reaches to the destiny. And it makes you a worth the living being. So Bab Dada has given this wisdom or wealth to us. And when we adopt this one and we make others also to follow through our ideal life, through our simple and sample example. Baba say, be simple, be sample. Be simple and be sample. This is simple and that makes you automatically follow. So that itself is a great donation to the society. Few years back, I had the privilege and honor of traveling with or bringing Mother Teresa to this institution. This is a big story, but one small incident, it happened. She was invited by us for gracing one of the program in Bombay. She had accepted, but in the meantime, see, the Bombay in charge, the sister in charge of the Bombay, and she had prepared some other program for her, and they communicated us that she will not be able to come to Brahma Kumari's program. The day of our arrival, I was in Bombay. Our brother Ramesh Bhai told me this has happened. They have communicated Mother Teresa may not be able to come. Can you help us? I said, I will do. I will try. I went to the airport. I was given her arrival flight and details. I took the permission from the airport authorities. I straight went to the landing area. because she was a VIP. And then I had my invitation in my hand. I told to the airport authority, I had a big bouquet and that invitation I wanted to receive because she is our guest. Then he permitted me. There were hundreds of missionary sisters and others were waiting for her arrival outside in the airport. The moment I went inside and received her and I gave the invitation card and offered a big bouquet, and she was a very simple, smiling and peaceful lady. With her beautiful smile, she said, "Yes, I will come." And my happiness increases because I was thinking when she moves outside, the other people may tell something, they may try to avoid her to God. But I noticed she was very firm in her decision. She said, after coming outside, I requested mother to sit in my car. I told her, I would like to take you first to their missionary in Bombay. And she lovingly accepted to sit in my car. There were so many other cars waiting outside. I took her to a church. Then she first prayed. And immediately she told to the sister in charge of Bombay area, "I have accepted one invitation for the evening. I would like to go there." She said very politely, but that nurse or a sister in charge, she could not say anything because she was a holy mother. And she also accepted. And she gave time around 4 o'clock, "You come here and then we will go together." Between 4 and 5, our function was at around 5 o'clock. In between she was supposed to visit one hospital, especially a burning ward. Then I went around before 4 o'clock. Again I requested her to sit in my car. Along with me there was one doctor, myself, and then doctor himself was driving, and one sister and mother was sitting in the back side, I was sitting. We were moving in Bombay city. You know, her dress itself is a symbol for recognition. Why I am telling this fact? Her simplicity was so much attracted. Her good feeling was so much impressive. When we visited the hospital, there were hundreds of doctors were waiting. And then she went, she was supposed to offer some donation to the hospital. She offered a big amount of check to that hospital. And also she went to a burning ward. And she virtually lifted some children and took into her lap. And especially to hospital where the burning ward, where the physically there is a lot of skin problem, this problem, that problem, it is. Where she went and she hugged the child and few children like that one. That was a scene I cannot forget. That was the true love. That's why people say that she was a world mother. While it is a virtues made her a world leader. Sacrifice and love made her truly a world mother. She did not recognize much about God except believe in Christ, believe in love, believe in simplicity, believe in sharing, believe in caring, disadvantaged souls. That quality taken to her life into a greater height made the world to recognize her much more than any presidents and prime ministers. I have seen from the last 50 years many presidents and prime ministers, but the day when she left the human body, or her physical body, corporate body, the whole world was there in Calcutta. Why I am telling you, our contribution to the human society without any government patronization or recognition also will take you to a great height. She was a donor of true love. True love. No expectation. But in the process she gained wealth also, recognition also, and she was much more richer than any rich people in the world. She was much, Bill Gates may not be so rich because after his death no one recognizes him. May not, a few people may divide the property and take away and share this one. Here no one will fight for their property, but they will fight for upholding the value of, for which she cherished, for which she made a mission. This is a corporeal world, even in mundane world, but we have a spiritual wealth which can change the entire world. Her love can change a few lives, can give sustenance to the few individuals, few disabled, disadvantaged souls for a short period of even not for one birth fully, or maybe for one birth. Whereas this wisdom, this godly wisdom, if each one will be inculcate that virtue and they become the donor, I will tell you, they can contribute to the society. As Baba said, I look each children like me. I want to make each one as a replica of Baba. Bab Saman. Just like the Baba is the bestower all the time, like that each child should act like Bab Dada. So that is what Baba wished. That is what we had to do. That is our mission. That is our mission in vision and mission of our life. So that is why Baba said, in this birth, in the next birth, there is no need of distributing this divine wealth. It is only an understanding and living together with happily. There is no need of divine wealth because they are all pure soul environment. But in this world, the wealth is needed. This is most important, most precious wealth. So each one should see in their lifetime by offering, by donating, by cultivating that culture of sharing, then automatically they themselves will become rich, rich, rich. As I said, in the early days, the newspaper used to say that Brahma Kumaris are rich. Now, in a worldly sense, as a human resources, we are rich. As mentally, we are rich. Morally, we are rich. And economically, it is following as a shadow. Just like a Lakshmi, wherever she moves, her hand is always shown. One side is a blessing. One side I lift. So blessings itself is a wealth. Your blessings are true wealth. So Bab Dada says, each one should be the bestower of wealth, of godly wisdom. If this becomes our natural habit, then Baba's wish, this land will become automatically, this globe will be automatically a date, our land. Now it is not our land. We are only a now guest. We are guests in this world. We are very happy to be a guest in this world before we become owner of this world. No doubt, Baba said, you are purvaj. Your purvaj, puratan, ancient also, as well as, Baba said, so we will become, we are true, because as a souls we are true. But in order to make it as a reality, Now we have to bestow this wisdom. The more we bestow, automatically we will become the bestower. Our images shown in the temples. One side lifting and another side bestowing. That is our symbol. Lifting, uthao, uthao, uthao. Uth jao, uthao. Then give, 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 give. Abhay hast. No fear, no worry. Give them that assurance, assurance. Assurance of confidence, assurance of faith, assurance of sharing, assurance of that belongingness. Belongingness. The feeling of belongingness. That assurance itself is a great support. Belongingness. That. So that kind of an attitude helps us be a great donor. Donor. So, for giving this donation, we are all, each one are rich. We are not poor in mind. Is it not? Are we poor? We are all rich. The more you offer, you will become rich also. So, no time constraint, no conscious constraint should be. There should be a broad mind. Baba said, Vihet ka dil, bada dil, vishal dil, vishal dil. Unlimited heart. Unlimited heart. Not limited heart, there is a chance of heart attack. Unlimited heart, there is no heart attack. Because there is a flow of circulation of blood will be very pure and steady. The limited heart, congested heart, or congested heart, no? There is a possibility of more heart attack. For us, even if a heart attack is a blessing, because we don't suffer. We don't suffer a big heart, a generous heart, a philanthropic heart, a merciful heart. They always move forward. Not from the physical to subtle form, from subtle to the eternal. So, I am sure each one will move in this direction as per Baba's expectation. Om Shanti. Namaste.